Hi, thank you very much for coming to talk to me today. I've been looking forward to spending some time with you. I wanted to tell you about an event which happened recently, last week. And just thinking about it is turning me on massively. I wanted to share it with you. I was at a works conference, a kind of a 24-hour trip at a country hotel. Everyone was there from all around the country, and we're there to kind of do the bonding stuff and listen to the chief exec and all the normal things. Anyway, got there in the morning, and we all split up into small groups, and I went into our workshop room. There was about six or eight people there, and I looked around a small room and some people I didn't know, one of whom was a very attractive woman, late 20s, and I couldn't keep my eyes off her. I thought she was absolutely stunning. Very long, very dark brown hair. Dark brown eyes, really flashing eyes, beautiful wide mouth, full lips, and I just couldn't stop looking at her. She was really, a really beautiful girl. And we were talking around the room, and I wasn't really concentrating because my attention was focused on her. She was wearing a really nice summer dress, a bright creamy dress, a sort of a silky material. So it was loose, but it was quite figure hugging as well. And let my gaze wander over her body that I could see above the table. And I could see that she had full, large breasts, and I was admiring them when I felt her gaze on mine, and I looked up and saw that she was watching me, looking at her tits. I flushed immediately and looked away, but when I looked back, I could see she was smiling a little at me. And I smiled back to her, and then let my eyes wander over her breasts again, and then back at her. And she's looking at me, and I could see her gaze wandering over my body. And it was very arousing, this kind of eye undressing going on in amongst the meeting. We spent the next hour vaguely paying attention to the discussion, but looking at each other. And at the end of the meeting, we all went our different ways, and I didn't see where she went, and I was cursing myself. But I had lunch, and then went into the main auditorium. I don't know, maybe about 200 people there, and I was sitting at the very back towards the end of a row, tucked into a corner, quite near the door into the main room. And just as the chief executive was about to start speaking, the door opened and someone walked in, sat down beside me. Yes, you've guessed it. It was her. I looked at her, she looked at me, and she smiled at me. You can imagine my heart was thumping a bit at this, and I suddenly was not at all focused on what was happening at the front of the room, but only what was happening beside me. I smelt her scent, a really musky, sexy smell. My head was full of her, her scent, her physical closeness, my pounding heart. I noticed that she picked up her pad from her delegate pack and took out a pencil. And she started doodling on her pad. And I looked down and watched what she was drawing. And she was drawing a woman's face with long dark hair. And I could see that it was her, looking straight out of the page at me, smiling provocatively. I moved my foot slightly until it was touching hers. As our feet touched, I felt a jolt of electricity. It felt incredibly close. She pressed her foot back against mine and continued sketching, and I carried on watching her shoulders and arms and her body and legs all became clear. She was naked in her drawing. She did have large, firm breasts. I watched her shade in her nipples, which were dark. I looked at her crotch. It was shaven. And I looked at her hands, which were between her legs. I pressed my calf against hers, and it touched. She pressed back. And I have to say, my cock was getting harder and harder. You can imagine, it was very hard. Actually, it's hard now, just thinking about it. I put my hand on my thigh and let the back of my fingers touch her thigh. And looking around quickly, with everyone looking ahead, I started moving my hand up and down my leg, letting the back of my hand stroke her thigh. It felt beautiful. I could feel it through the slinky material of her dress. I felt her leg press against mine again. And she again wrote on her pad. At the bottom of the page, she wrote, room 303, now. She picked up her pad and pencil and stood up and walked out. I had a problem. How was I going to leave the room? Walk through the foyer into the lift without everyone seeing my massive erection through my trousers. I decided to risk it. I stood up and followed her out. Stumbling, utterly conscious of my huge cock and my trousers bulging. I went into the foyer and walked across to the lift where she was waiting. She turned and looked at me and smiled. The lift doors opened and we walked in. And as soon as the doors closed, we were in each other's arms, kissing passionately. I was absolutely overwhelmed by her scent, her closeness, her mouth on mine, her tongue in my mouth. I pressed against her. I pressed my cock against her crotch. I heard her mewing, mmm, mmm, and she kissed me. put my hand behind her head and felt her long hair, pulled her head towards mine to kiss her even harder. With my other hand, I put it on her ass and kneaded and fondled her buttocks, pulling her against me. The lift stopped. We pulled apart. The doors opened. She walked ahead of me down the corridor, stopped at her door, and got her key. I looked up and down the corridor. There was no one there. I pressed in behind her, pressed my cock against her ass. Could feel a swell of it in the crack between her buttocks, and I bucked against her and whispered in her ear, "God, I want to fuck you." She pressed back, pushed back against me. I heard her say, "I want you. I want you." She unlocked the door and we went in. She went straight to the windows and pulled the curtains and then turned round to me. I walked up to her and we resumed our kissing, passionate kissing. I licked along her lips and licked her tongue, put my tongue deep in her mouth. And I stroked her hair and her neck and her shoulders, and I pulled away. I ran my hands down her neck and her arms, and as I ran my hands up and down her arms, I let my hands graze against her breasts, which were large and heavy. I started undoing the buttons on her dress. It must have been about 10, from her neck down to her waist, one by one, feeling feverish and panting slightly, but trying to go carefully, trying to be sensuous and subtle and struggling. I looked into her face. Her eyes were half closed, her mouth half open, breathing hard. I got to the end button and I pulled her dress from her shoulders, and it slipped to the floor in a creamy pool of silky material. She bent down and picked it up and threw it onto her chair. She stood before me, just with a creamy bra and panties. "Oh, you look gorgeous," I said. "Jesus, you look sexy." I kissed her again, taking her buttocks in my hands, kneading and fondling them through her silk panties. I ran my hands up and down her back, feeling her creamy, soft, smooth skin. I felt her hands behind me, felt her hands on my ass, pulling my cock against her. I unclipped her bra, and she shrugged out of it and threw it on the floor. She stood beside me, in front of me, and I looked at her breasts, full and round, ripe. "God, oh, you're sexy," I said. "God, your tits are beautiful." I cupped them in my hands, feeling the weight of them, feeling their firmness, and I started circling my fingers around them. Circling around her nipples, moving closer and closer to them, watching them getting hard in front of my eyes, getting closer and closer, round and round. And then I touched them. and I heard her gasp. Oh, she said, oh, that's nice. And then I started grazing the backs of my fingers and fingernails over her nipples. They felt really hard and taut, quivering. And I flicked them with my fingertips. And I'm stroking my own nipples through my t-shirt, making them hard. I can feel them getting taut. Feels nice. Her nipples are big. Suck them, she said. Suck them now. And I bent down and took one nipple in my mouth. Her moaning with pleasure. I like that, she says. I like that. And I took the other one in my mouth. And kissed on it. And took it in my teeth. And nibbled on it very gently. Oh, she said, more, more. And she took my head in her hands and put my head onto her breast as I sucked and nibbled on it. Oh, it was nice. She pulled away and sat on the bed and pulled off her panties. She said, take your clothes off. And I did. Undid my shirt and pulled it off. And my shoes and my socks. And stumbling to keep my balance and pulled down my trousers. Pulled them off and just stood there in my boxers with my cock straining against the material. She reached over and stroked it through the material. She said, oh, that looks really promising. Take them off. And I did. I struggled to get them over. My cock, my straining cock. And I took them off and threw them on the floor. Stood there in front of her, my cock hugely erect, really, really erect and hard. God, I said, God, it feels good. I stood there, she said, oh, that looks nice. That looks really good. Honestly, I was the hardest I've ever been. My cock was really, really long and thick. And I took it in my hand and felt it, felt its thickness. God, I said, it really wants you. She took it and pulled me to her mouth by it and started licking the head of it. I look down and see my head, my cock, in her mouth. Oh, just seeing that sight made me even harder. I started to thrust myself into her mouth, slowly. She held my balls as I did it. Seemed to be going deeper and deeper. It felt really nice. She looked up at me. She was sucking me. I could feel her lips, her tongue, sucking hard on my cock as I thrust in and out, deeper and deeper. God. God. I withdrew because I knew I was going to come. I pulled it out and kissed her. Her mouth tasted of my cock. Kissed her hard. Kissed her mouth, her ears, her neck. And kissed my way down her cleavage. Down her breasts. Sucking on her nipples. And I felt her hand on my head pushing me down. As I kissed down her stomach. I felt her thighs. I knelt between her thighs. And ran my hands up and down her calves. And her legs, her hips, running my thumbs down the inside of her thighs, up and down, getting closer and closer to her crotch. I knelt in close between her legs. I could smell her pussy, her beautiful, silky, smooth, hairless pussy. I could smell the salty, sweet wetness of her. And I licked up her thighs, up one and then the other, getting closer and closer to her pussy. I could feel the heat of it. I could feel, as her mouth got closer and closer, the heat. My tongue traced its way closer and closer. Then I licked down and down to her clit, and as my tip of my tongue touched her clit, I heard her gasp. Oh, oh, she said, oh, oh. God, I'm so hard just thinking about it, hearing her moans as I licked on her clit. My tongue circled around and around it, around and then the other way, around and around. I kissed it. I sucked on it. I could feel it hardening under my mouth, and I sucked on it. And pulled it out with my lips. I could hear her breathing. I could feel her hips shuddering. And as I licked, I put the tip of my finger between the lips of her pussy and let it rest there. As I sucked on her clit, I could hear her moans and her gasps, and I gradually inched my finger into her pussy, further and further inside, and then pulled it out and pushed it in. And started fingering her steadily, slowly, but steadily. It's a really sexy, horny moment. As I'm telling you, I'm stroking my nipples again, running the flats of my hands over my nipples, feeling them pricking hard. I can feel my cock inside my jeans. I feel swollen. Swollen like it was that day. I can see my nipples protruding from my t-shirt. Feel nice. And as I sucked on her clit and fingered her, I heard her moans, her breathless, panting breath. And I felt her hips jerking. I felt my finger being pulled into her pussy. And I started to hook my finger against the roof of her vagina, feeling her G-spot. Oh God, she said. Oh God, that's nice. Oh God, oh God, I want you to fuck me. I want you to fuck me. Fuck me now. I started licking faster and faster and fingering her pussy. Faster and faster. And then stood up and leaned her back onto the bed. And I took her arms and put them above her head. I put my weight on her hands, on her arms, pinioning them down. And I put my cock, my swollen head of my cock, onto her clitoris. I started thrusting it up and down against the tip of her clit. Her breathing was rasping in her throat. Oh, I'm rubbing my cock now, as I tell you. It's really hard. And I withdrew my cock from her clit, holding her arms down. I put the head of my cock, my swollen, bulging cock, against her pussy. And I could feel her thrusting against me. And my cock moved inside her pussy. And I pressed in, and there was a slight resistance. And I pushed harder, and then I was in, and I heard her gasp. Oh! Oh! Oh, and I gasped. As my cock slipped in further and further, slithered in the whole length. Oh, God. And I felt a body spasm as I moved my cock in and out of her. Sliding my cock in and out. Steady, long strokes. I took my hands away from her hands, from her arms, and I felt her arms go around my back. I felt her nails running up and down my back as I continued to thrust my long, hard cock inside her. Oh God, I'm feeling hard. I felt her legs wrap around me as I started to buck inside her, deeper and deeper. I heard her cries. Oh God, fuck me, fuck me, fuck me. And I was fucking her so hard now, I was out of control. I was just jerking and bucking like an animal on top of her. And I felt her shuddering against me as I got faster and faster. Oh God, God, I'm so hard. I'm going to undo my jeans. Jeans. Oh God. Oh, my cock standing up against my boxers, straining the material. Oh God, and as I fucked her harder and harder, I could feel my cock swelling. I could feel her pussy tight around my cock, and I knew I was going to come in a minute. And I've got my own cock out now. God, it's hard. Oh God, it's hard. Oh, I want to masturbate. Oh, I want to wank my cock. I've got my hand on it. Saliva on it. Oh God, as I was fucking her, I knew I was gonna come in a minute. I don't want to come with you now. God, I wish I was with you now. I wish I was with you. I wish you could see me masturbating, my hard cock in my hand. Oh, I wish I could feel your breasts. Oh God, I wish I could cup your breasts in my hands. Would you like that? Oh, I wish I could take your nipples between my fingers and thumbs and pinch them. I wish I could suck on them. Suck on your clit. Would you like that? Would you? Do you like me to put my tongue in between your pussy lips? Yes. Do you like me to finger you? Yes. Lips now and fuck you hard. Yes. Oh God, I want to masturbate with you now. I want you to wank for me, baby. Oh, I want you to wank with me as I fuck you. I want to slide my cock inside you. I want you to wrap your legs around me as I fuck you. Oh God. Oh God. My cock's so big and hard. So fat, thick. Oh God. This is nice. Oh God, this is nice. I want you to masturbate with me now. Yes. Oh yes. Ooh. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh, coming now. Oh. 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 Oh, oh baby, oh thank you, thank you, oh God, that was nice, that was so good, oh God, that was so good, oh, come and talk to me again, won't you? I've really enjoyed being with you.